most members of the public thought all this stuff had been sorted out years ago, and clearly it hasn't. And what on earth, most people would ask, what on earth are MPs doing regulating their own expenses? It seems a complete and utter nonsense. And here we have Parliament's Independent Standards Commissioner, who, and I'm only relaying what I've read in the press, who at the end of, I think, an 18-month investigation, says that Maria Miller had broken the rules and should repay £40,000. Now, if that is exactly what he or she said, and that's what I'm, she said now, it was a he, now it's a she, then that should have been the end of it. In our opinion, that should have been the end of it. And what is it doing then going to a standards committee of MPs to decide whether to accept that or not? You know, this you cannot have one rule for members of the public and another rule for cabinet members. It's absolutely ludicrous.
So that's an objection to the system. But what has Maria Miller done wrong, in your view?
Well, I mean, frankly, with all that's been going on here, this is a matter of integrity. It's a matter of ethics. That's for her to decide. But, you know, we hear all this business about the Prime Minister supports this minister or that minister. It's not a question of favourites here. It's not a question of those close to the Prime Minister. It's a question of right or wrong. My grandfather had a saying that right is right and wrong is no man's right. And this doesn't hang together. It doesn't sit well.